Footnotes. Okay.
Forbidden.
Okay. Parashas Yisro. The pasuk of Zochar Yom Shabbos Lakadsho. Perichav. Pasuk Ches. And as we know in Parashas Vayeschanan, says Shomor. Zochar B'Shomor B'Dibur Achas Nemro. The Ramban in Zochar Yom Shabbos says a few famous points. I want to
see Shomor Eschanan.
Shomor Eschanan.
What pasuk?
Pasuk Ches. So the Ramban in Pasuk Ches, Zochar Yom Shabbos Lakadsho. Quite a long Ramban, but about a third of the way through, there's a line that begins the Emes Hu Gam Kein. In the Rav Kook edition, it's page Shin Tzadi Tes. You see the Emes Hu Gam Kein? MSO. Okay. One Mikroskid also is page Tuf Mem. Tuf Samech at the bottom. Okay.
Leave it on bottom last. End of Tuf Samech. Page Tuf Samech.
It's a different Mikroskid.
What?
You're the same one. At the end of page Tuf Samech.
In Mikroskid. Maybe you can't find it.
Okay, here. The paragraph begins to midrash the shell, the Mitzvah of Zachor hints to be mitzvah's assay.
Look at the Lashon Ramban inside. Who are Yotzi Midas Ahava? Who is Midas Harachamim? This comes from Midas Ahava, Midas Harachamim. Ki Haosa Mitzvahs Adonov, someone who does what their master commands from them, Ahuvlo, loved by him, Vyadon Mirachim Olov, and his master has Rachmanas on him. Umidas Shamor Bimitzvahs Losase, and Shamor represents Losase. Vula Midas Hadin, Vyotzi Menu Hayiro. Losase represents Din, and Yira comes from it. Ki hanishma me'asos devar hara b'nei adonav yoreosam. Somebody who stops himself from doing something bad in the eyes of his master, he will fear his master. V'lachein. Because of this reason, mitzvahs ase gedolam mitzvahs los ase. Mitzvahs ase is greater than los ase. Kemosha ava gedolam me'yira, like we know ava gedolam me'yira. Ki hamakayim v'ose begufo v'lamono. Someone who does a ma'isa with his guf and his mamon. Rotzon Adonov, that which is Adon wants from him, who gadol mehanishmer me'asos harab be'enov. He is greater from somebody who stops himself from doing something bad in the eyes of his master. So it's greater to do something with your goof and your mamun for your master than to stop yourself from doing it. Lekach amru, and for that reason we say the osi ase v'dochel lo sase. That's the reason why osi ase v'dochel lo sase. Umipnei zeh, and for this very reason, yiyeh ha'onesh b'mitzvahs lo sa'aseh gadol. The onesh for being over a lav is greater. V'osem bo din, and you get punishment right there, could go malchus or misa. For different, being over a different lav, and you get malchus or misa. You looking inside? V'ein osem bo din b'mitzvahs aseh, you don't get any onesh for mitzvahs aseh. Klal ela b'mordin, only someone who is morate in the ase, kemo lulav etzis any osa suk any osa gemarang suvah says someone who says I'm not going to mekayim this mitzvah's ase. Shesanhedrin hayu makenos so achi kabel lov lasos. Sanhedrin hits him until he will agree to do the mitzvah. Or achi teitz nafsho or until he dies. That's the way the Ramban learns that gemara there. Not after the fact, only bishas merida he gets malchus. But it's not as chamor as a lav, where even if you're not a morid or shalom b'shas merido, you get a punishment. Ad kan divrei haramban, we see from the Ramban that the reason why ase is dochel lo sase, even though the Gemara Nevamos has learning that from Gzeres HaKosuv, like Kalayim B'Tzitzis, that you could wear a Begad of Kalayim when you wear Tzitzis, it's allowed, because Atik Dor Chalos, I say, the Ramban understands the reason is because Ahava is greater than Yira, and Ava is represented with Ase, and Yira is represented with Los Ase. So when Ase is greater than Los Ase, as he says. Nonetheless, he says, the Onesh for a Los Ase is greater than an Ase. Those are the words of the Ramban. It's a little bit vague, and it needs a hezek. And for starters, there is a group of Achronim that jump on the Ramban from Gemara's based on the way that they understand the Ramban, and we're going to come to explain what the Ramban Mirtz Hashem hopefully means Lafukei di Zachronim. It starts with so the Achronim bring different Gemara's that show that
Zachronim, we're going to
we're going through Achronim now, bring different Gemara's. I'm going to specific ones. They bring different Gemaras that show that a lav is more chamor than ase. Okay? Because they understood the Ramban to be saying that a lav is more chamor than ase. The Yad Malachi, it owes Tav Kuf Tes Vav, brings from many Gemaras. And the one which everyone seems to focus on is Gemara Yevamos in the Sugya of Ase Tochalos Ase. Okay? The Gemara says, the Gemara has a tzad to say that an ase should be doche a los ase, whether there's kares with the los ase or not, it doesn't matter, ase should always be doche. Why? The Gemara says, otu ase doche es los ase, lav los ase chamor mine, isn't a lav more chamor than an ase? The Gemara says, mufshe lav is more chamor than an ase. The ka'osi ase v'doche le, and still the ase is doche it. So mali chumra is the mali chumra rabba. What do I care if the chumra of the lav is weak or strong? Either way, it's going to be doche, even if there's kares. The Gemara falls off of that. The Gemara holds that there is a distinction, but the Gemara has a tzad to say that. And with that, it only falls off of if it's doche and lav sheish b'kares or not. But that concept of isn't lav chumra from ase, that the Gemara takes a davar pashut. You see the Gilyon Hashas on that Gemara says, Ayin Ramban, Parshas Yisro. He means to be asking the question of the Gemara implies lav is chamor from ase. The Ramban seems to say that an ase is more chamor than a lav. So I may have said before that the Ramban, I may have misspoken before. I may have said the Ramban was learning that lav is more chamor than ase. They learned the Ramban is saying ase is more chamor than a lav. I apologize. Meaning that which ase is doche los ase implies that ase is more chamor. They ask from this Gemara Yevamos that los ase is more chamor. That's the Yad Malachi.
Because that's again, clearly, that's the reason why it's being doche, because of the fact that it's more chamor.
That's what it sounds like. That's how they're learning. We're going to say not that way.
Are we correlating things? What I'm saying, is there any other way that you could?
Yes, we'll see. But the fact that he talks about ava greater than yira, and ase is greater than los ase, and that's why it's doche, sounds like that the mitzvah's ase is greater than mitzvah's los ase. Granted, there's an onesh for greater onesh for a lav than an ase, but the reason, but mitzvah's ase is greater than los ase, so it sounds like it's more chamor. So how come the Gemara Yevamos says that a lav is more chamor? The Gemara in Yuma Daf Pevav, Gemara Yuma Daf Pevav, where it's talking about tshuva. I don't remember if he brings this right or not. You see there, Oztaf Tesvav. The Gemara in Yuma says, if you're over on a mitzvah's asay, Eno zos misham achim mochlin loakov and osav. Once you do tshuva, you have mechila on the mitzvah's asay. If a belos asay, tshuva tol of Yom Kippur mechaper. For a lav, you need tshuva and Yom Kippur. So you see right. That lav is more chamer than asay again. Gemara also Yuma pehei mubeis says, Mishnah says tshuva is mechaper on ase velos ase. The Gemara says if it's mechaper on los ase, it's definitely al ase miboy. If it's mechaper on los ase, you need to tell me that's mechaper on ase. The Gemara is based on the Gemara's question that if it's mechaper on los ase, pasha is mechaper on ase. You see again that los ase is more chamer than ase.
Where's the second Gemara?
Hey, hey, I'm obeys in Yuma.
Hey, hey, I'm obeys. The first one was Pevav, right?
Mo'alef, yeah. The Gemara in Yuma, Pe Gimel, I'm obeys. talking about the din of Hakal Kal Tchila. If someone is Besakana and they need to be over an Avera to heal themselves, what type of Avera should they be over first? So the Gemara says, let's say it's a choice between Tevel or Nevela. So Tevel is Chiyuv Misa B'dei Shamayim, Nevela is alive. So you're supposed to eat the Nevela before the Tevel. The Gemara says, Tevel v'shvi'is, meaning an Isser Ase of Shvi'is, that the Torah says not to eat them in the period of Shvi'is, Achar Zman Habir. Okay? So it says that you eat the Shvi'is, not the Tevel, because Tevel is Chiyuv Misa B'dei Shamayim. So, in the Tosfos Yom HaKippurim, on that Gemara in Pei Gimel, Amud Beis in Yuma, says Ikel Meido, Lama Li Rashmin and Tevel V'Shviis, Shviis Kodem. Why is that to say that I should have Shviis before Tevel? It's a kosher cane. If by Tevel V'Nevela, I'm supposed to eat the Nevela first, which is a lav. So of course I know that by Tevel and Shviis that I should eat Shviis first, because an Ase is more kal than a lav.
What was the first one?
Tevel and Nevela.
Tevel is before Nevela?
Nevela is before Tevel. Nevela is a lav, Tevel is Chiyuv Misa B'dei Shamayim. So, in ending where it says Tevel V'Shviis, Shviis is Kodem. But if I know that that lav is more chomer than Ase, so of course, make a kal v'chomer. If Tevel V'Nevela Kodem, so Tevel V'Shviis, of course Shviis should be Kodem, because an Ase is more kal than a lav l'chora. And he says, Mikoach Kushazu, Tzarech Lomar, the Isra Ase, who Yoser Chomer, me Isra Lav. It must be from this question I see that an Ase is more Chomer than a Lav. Chiyuv Misa B'dei Shamayim. If you're not Mafresh. And he says, and I found this Mach for this from the Ramban and Parshas Yisrael, Binyan Zachar B'Shomer. And he quotes the whole Ramban.
She sees that.
The Ase is more Chomer than alive, which supports the fact that that's why the Gemara needed to tell me Tevel v'Shvi Shvi is Kodem. I wouldn't have learned it out from Tevel from Nevela, Nevela Kodem, because by Nevela versus Shvi'is, really would be Nevela's Kodem, because alive is more Kal than Ase. But I need to know still that by Ase, that it's not as Kal as Chiyuv Misa B'dei Shamayim, so it needs to tell me Tevel v'Shvi Shvi is Kodem.
Which one's an Ase?
Shvi'is is an Ase, Nevela is alive. The Isser Achila Peiro Zachar Shviis, Achar Bitzman Bir. Then, even though he says this, he says from Gemaras and Shas, it seems not that way. One of the Gemaras he quotes is Yumadav Peivov, which was overall Ase is only Tshuva, overall Los Ase, you need Yom HaKippurim as well. So he leaves it off with Tzarachim. But this Tosfos Yom HaKippurim, this Yad Malachi are some of the first ones to ask on the Ramban, how can you say Ase is more Chomer from Alav? You see, Gemara is not that way. Even though it's a Diyuk and Yuma that implies like the Ramban, but the Sam Gemaras and Yuvamos and Yuma elsewhere imply that Lav is more Chomer than Ase. So how can Ramban say that Ase is more Chomer than Lav? It's hard to say. And there's he also asks from Rebbe Kiva Shita that there's Mamzer from Chayvei Lavin, there's a Machlokas within Shita Rebbe Kiva. If on Chavei Ase, there's a Mamzer comes from that. But you see, Chavei Lavin is more Chomer than Chavei Ase. Chavei Lavin is definitely Mamzeris. Chavei Ase, there may not be Mamzeris. Lav is more Chomer than Ase. So those are and Rebbe Kiva Eger, who has Ha'oros on Tosfos Yom HaKippurim. On this Tosfos Yom HaKippurim, when he brings the Ramban, he says, Gemara Yavama, Stav Zayin, that we quoted, you know, given Shas is also there, says, Lo Mashmer like the Ramban. Because Gemara says, Lo Sase Chomer Minei. So it's Mashmer, Lo Sase is more Chomer than Ase. It's just, why is Ase Dukha Lo Sase? It's Tam, it's Xeris HaKosuv. Lo Sase is more Chomer than Ase. Pilaim B'Tzitzis tells me Ase is Dukha, Mali Chomer Rabbe, Mali Chomer Zuta. But not that Ase inherently is more Chomer. Where did the Ramban get this from? The Gemara Yavama is the Mashmer not that way. These are the kashas on the Ramban. Okay, so we said the Ramban, we said over the kashas on the Ramban. The Ramban implies that Ase is more Chomer than Lav, these Gemaras imply Lav is more Chomer than Ase. Now, we know that as far as Onshim are concerned, Lav is more Chomer from an Ase like the Ramban showed us, that by Lav there's Din Malkus and Misa. What about Lavim and Ase that break, that? What about a Lav that doesn't have Malkus attached to it? Do we find that that's more Chomer than an Ase as well? So, you would need to look at some of these Gemaras that we quoted. So let's focus on that Gemara of Tshuva. The Gemara says for an Aseh, it's Mochen Lo Miad. For Lo Sa Achar Tshuva. For Lo Saseh, you need Yom HaKippur. What about Lav She'en Bo Maisa? What about Lav Shnitak La Aseh? Well, there's no Malchus, there's no Maisa. Is that in the category of Aseh, that Tshuva is enough? Or is that in the category of Lav, that you need Yom HaKippurim as well? Pasha said to Lav, so it would need Yom HaKippurim as well. But is there a chiluk from the fact that there's no Malchus? That maybe you have a din of an Aseh, and if that's true, that a Lav Hanitak La'aseh, or a Lav She'en Bo Maisa, if it's true that it's in the category of a Lav, that would imply that even a Lav, every Lav, whether it's a Maisa or not, is more Chamor than an Aseh. Okay. If it's in the category of an Aseh, so there's only two categories. Something with a Maisa is more Chamor. Something without a Maisa or doesn't have Malchus would not be more Chamor.
I'm a person there.
So this is, so now let's see. So on that Gemara in Yuma, which brings a pasuk Shuvu Banim, that says that that's why Tshuva works Miyad on Aseh, the Marsha on that Gemara says, how do I know that that refers to Mitzvah's Aseh? That the pasuk that we say that Tshuva Miyad helps refers to Aseh. So he says, Misvara Yesh Lahakel Onesh Bi Aseh. It makes more sense to be Mekel on someone by Aseh over Lo Saseh. Why? The Yoshe Ve'enu Oseh. Somebody who's over an Aseh, somebody who doesn't put on tefillin, is being Mevatel the Mitzvah B'Shev Altasa. That is more calm, me over below Saseh, she over B'Maisa. Somebody who is over in a Lav, who is Mechal Shabbos, doesn't Maisa, the Mechal Shabbos. Zot Marasha, Umehai Taima, Asi Docha Lo Saseh. For this very reason, Asi Docha Lo Saseh, Kevan de Ha'aseh, Mekuyim B'Maisa. Because when I am a kind of mitzvahs, like the Ramban, very similar to what Ramban says, when I am a kind of mitzvahs, it's done with a maisa.
Every time you're over an aseh, you're not doing it.
That's what he says. Yes. So that's why for onshim, tshuva helps. Because it's more kal, tshuva will help. But lo saseh, you're become va'aseh. So that's why you need Yom HaKippur in the chaver. And who would then fakir? That as far as kiyum ha-mitzvah, Aseh is docha lo saseh because with the aseh I'm being mekuyim maisa. As long as like a marsha.
And that would imply that there's no chiluk between the two.
No, there's a major chiluk between lav sheish bo maisa versus lav she'en bo maisa. It's only right. A lav sheish bo maisa which is chamor from an aseh. But on a lav she'en bo maisa, where the isser is that I'm not supposed to do anything, the way that I'm over the lav is, if usually I'm over a lav is become va'aseh. Sometimes I can be over a lav by doing nothing. By roll by yemotzeh. Okay? I'm doing nothing. So anytime there's a lav where I'm doing nothing, then according to Marasha, l'chorah, tshuva will be enough. I don't need Yom HaKippurim as well. The chomer of needing Yom HaKippurim is because I did a maisa negative kosh baruch.
So you see here that that lav shish, that lav sh, it's only lav shish maisa that's more chomer than an aseh.
And what about an aseh? What about fakir? What about an aseh that doesn't have a maisa? In other words, to be over the aseh, general aseh, tshuva's mochel lo miyad. So if I don't put on tefillin because I was mevatel b'shev al taisa, so tshuva's mochel lo miyad. What about an aseh where I need to be over b'kum v'aseh? A lava bom mechal aseh of mitzri. Torah says, doesn't say lashon lav by mitzri. It says dor shlishi yovo b'kal Hashem. I infer from that that a ger mitzri b'dor rishon b'dor sheni is I'm not allowed lo yavo b'kal Hashem. So to be over that aseh, I have to be over b'kum v'aseh. According to the Marsha l'chora, you would need Yom HaKippurim to be mechaper because it's in the category of being over b'maisa.
Someone causing dor shlishi also.
any asay where I'm over Birkum va'asay l'chora, that we need Yom Kippur as well. However, the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Samech Dalet, Mitzvah Tshuva and Vidoy, Os Yud Dalet, is Medayik from the Rambam.
You see the Marma.
Shin Samech Dalet, Os Yud Dalet. The Minchas Chinuch is Medayik from the Rambam that there is no distinction whether the lav is Yesh B'Maisa, whether the lav Eim B'Maisa, whether the asay is Yesh B'Maisa, whether the asay Eim B'Maisa. A lav is always more chomer than an asay regarding Hilchos Tshuva. Then if I'm over, because Rambam doesn't say what kind of asay lav. Minchas Chinuch says Rambam says Stam Asay, Stam Lav. It means any kind of asay. Tshuva is more. I do Tshuva Mochel Lo Miad. Any kind of lav, I need Yom Kippurim. And there's no distinction between what kind of lav, what kind of asay. Nothing Minchas Chinuch. Stam. A lav is more chomer than asay. Period. Also, he's medayik from Tosfos and Chagiga Daf Hey. The Gemara Tosfos Chagiga Daf Hey. The Gemara is talking about Oshek Schar Socher. You're not going to pay. You're not going to pay your worker. Gemara says Kol Osa Dover Mischari Lo Mochel Lo Miad. Anybody who does anything and has Charata Shuva Mochel Lo Miad. Tosfos and Chagiga Daf Hey. Dibur Hamaschil Ha Yeruni. Says Tosfos is Cholik on Rabbi Yishmol. Who's Rabbi Yishmol? Rabbi Yishmol is the Gemara in Yuma that we quoted earlier, that we're quoting now. For Mitzvah's Asay Tshuva helps you Mochel Lo Miad. For Lo Asay, you need Yom Kippurim as well. Zok Tosfos, this member of Rabbi Chanan Bar Papa in Chagiga is Cholik on Rabbi Yishmol. That which, because it's talking about Osek Shechar Sacher, which is a lav, not paying your worker. And according to Rabbi Yishmol, you need Yom Kippurim as well. Here the Gemara says, Mischari Mochel Lo Miad. So the Minchas Chinuch, you see from Tosfos, even though Osek Shechar Socher is a weak lav, it's a lav on Nitak La'asi, I could fix the lav by paying my worker. It's a lav Sheim B'Maisa, I'm just sitting here not paying him. Afal Pichin, Tosfos understood that I need Yom Kippur Nirei Mechaber. You see, not like the Marasha, you see like the Rambam, that every lav, whether it's Yesh B'Maisa, whether it's Eim B'Maisa, is in the category of a lav that regarding Hilchos Tshuva that you need Yom Kippur Nirei Mechaber. Comes along Gdoli Achronim Turei Aven on this Tosfos and says Linera Lo Pligi. I don't think Rabbi Chanan Bar Papa and Chagiga has to be Cholik on Rabbi Shmuel in Yuma, because Rabbi Shmuel in Yuma that says any Yom Kippurim to be Mechaper on Lavim was talking about Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa. Rabbi Chanan Bar Papa was talking about Osek Shechar Socher, was talking about Lav She'ein B'Maisa. I'm not paying my worker. Lav She'ein B'Maisa is in the category of Chiyuvei Asay as far as Tshuva is concerned. That Mochel Lo Miad. So we have a Turei Aven in the Marsh, Turei Aven and Chagiga in the Marsh, and Yuma is in one camp. That the chomer of the lav, as far as tshuva is concerned, is only by lav sheyesh b'maisa. Lav she'ein b'maisa is truly kiel tfei. Tosfos and the Rambam, the Rishonim say, there's no distinction between lav and asay. Every lav is more chomer than asay. So even though there's no onesh mitzad malchus or misa for lav she'ein b'maisa, but at the very least, on a lav. Whether even it's Eim B'Maisa, it still is more chomer mitzad Hilchos Tshuva. Tosfos and Rambam. Tosfos and Chagiga and Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. So now once we have this, we can be medayik from the Ramban. This would be the Pesach HaDvarim to Miyash Rambam. We can be medayik from the Ramban like the Turiyev and the Marasha. The Ramban is very mashma that the godless for an asay as far as being mekayim an asay and the onesh for a lav is specifically in the ma'aseh shebo. Look the Ramban. Ki ha-mekayim v'oseh begufo v'mamono. Someone who does an action with his guf and his mamo. Hu gadol me'hanishmar me'asos ra. He's greater who stops himself from doing ra be'enov. The godless of the asay, look the Ramban, is somebody who does an action with himself or his properties, unlike a los asay, where you're just stopping yourself from doing an action. Zok the Ramban, v'lachein amru asay doch los asay, u'mipnei zeh. For this very reason, yeh ha'onesh b'mitzvahs los asay gadol. That's the reason why the onesh is greater for a los asay than for an asay, because for a los asay, the reason to get malchus, which he's talking about doing a ma'isa, is because he did a ma'isa neged the kodesh baruch hu, ma'ashen came out asay. So you see, the godless of the asay is totally in the ma'isa. Very much sounds to me that if he's saying that what defines the godless of a mitzvah is based on the godless of the ma'isa, doing a ma'isa, it would sound like as far as Hilchos Tshuva is concerned as well, that truly a lav she'ein b'maisa is not more chamor than an asay. And Adarab, an Asig where you have to do a Maisa to be over, would be just as Chomor as a Lav. Not like the Rambam and Tosfos. So again, even though in the Rambam and Tosfos, you have two different categories of Chomer HaAveira, that you need a Lav Sheish B'Maisa, a Lav that's not Nitak L'Asei to be Chayiv Malkos. They still hold that these types of Lavin are more Chomer than the average Asei as far as Shuvah is concerned, they need Yom Kippurim. Marshan Turev are not that way, and Lachor the Ramban not that way, because the Ramban is saying the whole, because he says Mibnei Zeh, what makes a Lav more Chomer than an Asei is the same reason why an Asei is greater than a Los Asei as far as Mitzvah is concerned, and that reason is based on doing a Maisa. So Lachor the Ramban would say that the godless of a Los Asei is only in the Maisa. With this Hagdama, I think we can now miyashev the Ramban from the Kasha of the Achronim. The Kasha of the Achronim was, they understood the Ramban to be saying an Asay is more chamor than a Lav, and the Gemaras that we quote on by that Lav is more chamor than an Asay.
This is the Yad Malachi,
basically. Malachi tells Yom Kippurim. So now, for Medayik in the Lashon Rambam again, you'll see he never uses the word chamor when he's talking about the mekayim and asay being greater than a los asay, asay docha los asay avagrin yir. He never talks about asay being chamor than los asay. He says gedola mitzvahs los asay. It's greater. He explains why, because of doing a ma'aseh mibnei zeh. For that very reason, ha'onesh b'mitzvahs los asay gadol. So, I wonder if one second. Let me back up one step with the following.
No,
that's okay. With the following question. One very basic question that the Achronim don't speak out on the Ramban is, if you want to tell me that the godless of an as, of being a kaim and asay is because I do an action, whereas if I don't, or if I hold myself back from doing a los asay, that's b'sheva ataisa, so that's not as great. And that's why Torah says asay do chalos asay. Again, because kilayim betzitzis. If I choose not to do anything, it's not so great to hold myself back from doing kilayim. It's greater to become va'asei do mitzvah tzitzis. I just meant to speak out this basic, very basic point. There's a problem here though. When I put on tzitzis, I'm also being over the lav of kilayim, the become va'asei. I'm putting on kilayim. Before we know the din of asay do chalos asay, because the Ramban is trying to figure out, you know, this is why we say asay do chalos asay. Without knowing asay do chalos asay, the Ramban tells me it's greater to be mekayim a mitzvah asay than mekayim a los asay. And for that reason, asay do chalos asay. Wait a second. When I'm mekayim in the asay, bekum va'asay, I'm also being over the los asay, bekum va'asay. So it's cheti cheti, it's metal metal, it's shakul. Why is an asay greater? All the Ramban was talking about, for the most part, was, right, what's better, to be mekayim in asay or los asay? Greater to do an action. What's worse, to be over in the asay or los asay? It's worse to be over in los asay because I'm become va'asay. He throws in there, that's why asay do chalos asay. Whoa. Asay do chalos asay, I'm become va'asay doing an action. So in this action, I'm doing an asay, I'm doing a los asay. So how does that work exactly? I see from here, asay do chalos asay. Okay, so now we know the Ramban, once we read the Ramban and see that the Chomer of the Kiyum and the Chomer of the Onesh is totally in Ma'isa, with that Hakdama, we now need to understand the Ramban, because how does the Asi Dor Chalos HaSei work now? If the godless of the Asi is in the Ma'isa, you also have that fallacy in Los HaSei. I become the Asi, being over the Lab. There's different answers, but we have to see which one fits Lashon Ramban best. I'll say two and a half, three answers. Say the first, the one I like the most first, and then we can discuss. So that's why I started being medayeg. While the Achronim say that an asay is more chamor than a los asay, according to Ramban, and that's why asay is more chamor, the Ramban never said asay is more chamor. Ramban said, Gedolah mitzvahs aseh milosaseh. I think the Ramban is honing in on the mahus of the mitzvah, the essence of the mitzvah. I put two things in front of me, an aseh and a losaseh. The way that they're done, an aseh is greater than losaseh. I do begufo, bimemono, be'ahava, be'rachamim, losaseh. Nishma bidavar, din. I don't use my goof from my mind, just shave out ta'isa. This mitzvah by definition is greater than the losaseh. You look at the mitzvah is greater. As far as own shemar concerned, it's worse to do in a vera, which I'm bekum va'aseh over. So, the reason why aseh is doche losaseh is because the aseh itself is greater than the losaseh. We go after the essence of the mitzvah, we don't go after the totsa'ah. The totsa'ah of both mitzvahs, after I put on a beged of kelayim tzitzis, bekum va'aseh, I did a mitzvah tzitzis and an avera of kelayim. But the Ramban is saying that aseh is doche losaseh because the mitzvah, as the way they stand on their own, tzitzis is greater. Not chomor, it's greater. So even though in the whole piece the Ramban is telling me that whenever I do something bekum va'aseh, that's greater than the one b'shei b'al taisa. So kiyum mitzvah ba'aseh is greater than kiyum mitzvah on a los aseh. And a vera on an aseh is not as bad as a vera on los aseh. Because wherever the ma'isa goes, that's where I go. That's which one is more chomor. And Dr. Ramban, that's why aseh docha los aseh. What do you mean aseh docha los aseh? Because I'm bekum va'aseh doing a mitzvah aseh, I'm also bekum va'aseh doing a los aseh. No. As far as being mekayim the mitzvah is concerned, I look after which mitzvah is greater. So the aseh is greater than the los aseh, as he's ma'irech. So therefore, I bekum the aseh, do the mitzvah's aseh, and I avoid looking at the chomer of the avera. When I'm over a lav, that's what comes out.
And the whole thing of kum va'aseh and shiva la, that's all tiksah.
Yeah, and that's my words for it. Meaning, meaning that which he says the losa say is more humor than ase is because when I get up and do it, I'm over on the avera. Okay, that's in my action. But which mitzvah is greater as they stand on their own? An ase is greater than a losa ase. So even though, so basically, that which an ase, why is an ase greater than a losa ase? Because there's a mice attached to the ase. But that's not why it's doka the losa ase. Because they both have, they both have a ma'isa. The ma'isa is not why it's docha. They both have a ma'isa. When I'm doing a kelayim tzitzis, they both have a ma'isa attached to it. The ma'isa, the fact that kum va'aseh has a ma'isa, is why the mitzvah's aseh is greater than the los aseh. Why is aseh docha los aseh? Because it's greater. Not because I'm doing a ma'isa. An aseh is greater than a los aseh because a kum va'aseh, an aseh has a ma'isa to it, and a los aseh doesn't have a ma'isa. And why is aseh docha los aseh? Because it's greater. So if I were to ask you, why is when Ramban says v'lachen omru aseh docha los aseh, it's not going on the line of where he says mekayim is greater than nishmar me'asos. It's going back further. It's going back two lines before that. It's going back on the fact that aseh is greater in the mitzvah itself. That's why it's docha. But the Gemara assumes every aseh docha los aseh is just the aseh and just the los aseh. So again, just to say one more time, the onus of a lav is greater because of the ma'isa. The kiyum of an aseh is greater because of the ma'isa. I, aseh docha los aseh, has a ma'isa on both elements, meaning both on the kiyum and on the onesh. I don't care. As far as aseh docha los aseh is concerned, I figure out which one's greater. Which one's greater? The one which is greater inherently, which is an aseh, because gedola ahava meyira, the mitzvah as it stands on its own is greater, and that's why by kiyum mitzvah it's greater. happens to be when I'm over on the mitzvah, I'm over. Become the asay, the lav is worse because that's become the asay. But inherently, the mitzvah asay is greater. That's approach number one. And according to this, the way we read the Gemara in Yevamos, when it says even though a lav is more chumer than asay, of course lav is more chumer than asay. I get malchus for a lav, I get misa for a lav. And the Gemara says afa pichin asay is dochalos asay. It's not because afa pichin is gzeres because of bialma. Afa pichin asay dochalos is because even though a lav is more chumer, still the reason why asay is dochalos asay is because an asay inherently is greater than a los asay. So if an asay is greater, and we ignore the chumer of the lav, so mali chumer rabbi, mali chumer zuta. Why should I care if the lav has karis or not? That's the way that I would explain the Gemara in Yevamos. We don't have time for it. You look at Rav Nochum over there. I'll try to say this in short. If you get this good, if not, we'll repeat it. Rav Nochum, you know, he read the Gemara on Shas, he knows the Ramban. He points out the maskal of the Gemara is we don't say mali chumer rabbi, mali chumer zuta. We say asay zdaf kedocha lo sasay stam, not sheish bakoreis. He wants to explain the Shlach of the Gemara based on Sforas and the Ramban. He wants to say that that which we originally thought that it's docha everything is because the lav is truly more chumer than asay, and it's gzeiras hakosuf that asay is docha lav. So if it's gzeiras hakosuf, you docha everything. He wants to make the Ramban shtim lemaskana that asay is dav kedocha lav biyama not los asay shepakaris. Is because Ramban holds that asay is more chomor than a lav. So an asay is only more chomor than a lav biyama, not more chomor than los asay sheish bakaris. That's the way he says it. I don't think Ramban is saying it. I don't think Ramban is saying an asay is more chomor than a los asay biyama.
What distinction?
I don't know. You know. We need to understand how the Ramban would. We understand the Shlach of the Gemara, that what changes from why you think it's Doch Lav Shish Bokaris versus Lav Shein Bokaris.
Right.
We need to understand that. But to say that the Shlach of is this goof of point in the Ramban of is Lav Chamor is Asay Chamor, I don't think so. That never changes. We always know Lav is more Chamor because there's Malkus for Lav. We always know that Asay is not more Chamor, but Asay is greater.
Where's your Ramban?
You've almost stopped saying. The second approach, I saw some sperm want to use a yesod in Asid HaFalusa say to explain the Ramban. Rav Nissim Gon in Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. Tells you say it in short. A lav is only said b'tanai that there's no asay that's going to be dofe. When the Torah said don't be over this lav, it's only said in 98% situation. If the klal on certain asay, the idno, whatever, all the klalim that asay is docha los asay, and the lav was never said regarding that asay. He says ubezeha peru shepirashnu yosem yilim chasofik gadol. You'll get rid of a big suffix and stop them both in the elam, which people ask for sure love, and they ask. Once we know, he asked the question, people asked, there's some Nisim going, Ma'akar sha'anu yodim, we know she'as horis lav, koshem yitibu asay. A lav is more chomer than asay. So how could it be asay dochel los asay? Because the tshuva, hu mashnei gdamnu, what he said, she'as horis sha'lav, kach nemra miyuchedes. The lav was said like this, v'chi hatibu sha'asay tanai hu ba. It said with a tanai on the asay. If there's an asay there, the lav was never mentioned. So, I saw some swarm want to say that truly the Gemaras are correct, the lav is more chumer than asay.
There's no lav.
But if there's no lav, the asay will be docha.
It's hutra, basically.
What?
Basically, it's hutra.
It's like hutra. In the situation of tzitzis, kalayim was never said. The problem is it doesn't fit in Lashon Ramban so well. The Ramban is telling you why asay is docha losa, the Ramban is telling you why gedola ava meyira, why asay is greater than losa asay. Unless you want to say, you want to put a lot into Ramban, we could say the Ramban is coming to explain where Rav Nissim Gon came from. Had Rav Nissim Gon know that Asay is so great that Lav was never said in the Asay? Because Gedola Asay from Los Asay. I want to say upshot, this is really part 2b to the second half of this answer,
which I think is very geschmack. In Tshuvas Maharik, early Achronim, Shoresh Kuf Lametes, the Shoel there said to him, this pshat nasi docha lo sase. He goes on to ask five or six questions on
the... Tshuva Lametes?
Kuf Lametes and Maharik. He goes on to ask five or six questions on this pshat. The first question that he asks is, how do you know that that's the way this tonight works? Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe the Torah tells you to do an asay 98% of the times. And when there's a law that meshes with this asay, I'm not supposed to do this asay. How do I know that when the Torah tells me...
Tzitzis only.
What?
Tzitzis only. You could have a wolf back.
That's what it's about. Tzitzis exists. Kilayim, not the Kilayim. How do we know the pshat is? Kilayim is law when... Only a law when there's no mitzvah tzitzis. Mitzvah tzitzis, tzitzis is doch. I mean, it's the way around. Mitzvah tzitzis exists in as much as there's no kalayim. But when there's kalayim, there's no tzitzis doch. That's what he asks. So I think you could say, I mean, I don't think it's found the Ramban, but you could say that's what the Ramban's coming to address. The Ramban learned like of Nisan Gon that lav was never said in the asay. The tanai of a lav is that an asay, lav was never said. The chitema, wait, maybe you're going to ask this shot. Adraba lehefek, like the Marik asks. There should be the other way around. B'mokum asay. B'mokum lav, the asay was never said. If I have a lav, the asay is never said. On that, like the Ramban, you know why we try to make it that the asay should be in the sky and not the lav? Because Gadol Ha'asim Elotz Aseh. Because the Aseh is done with the Mice and not with the Lotz Aseh. Yes?
All the Rishonim that say that it's mutter to wear such a baged tzitzis that has shatnez all say that that's only b'diavad. You shouldn't wear such a baged. Yes, you're being the kind of mitzvah or whatever.
So you're getting involved in...
But if you're saying that it's not even there, it's not existent in such a case, then why should you say that?
So all of this, and this is what I'm getting to also, within the column of Aseh Docha Lotz Aseh, and also, tzitzis is more complicated because there are certain cases where it is lechachila. Is lechachila. There are kolam to asid ochalosa say. It has to be the asid and losa are happening at the same time. Okay, lamashal. So we can't come to halachic conclusions for all of asid ochalosa say from this kolam. Just trying to get a general mechanics of how it works. There would in Rav Nissim going yes, you have to understand. The halacha lemaisa, why can't we just, you know, why can't we shalub is man tzitzis, let's wear tzitzis for kalayim. There's issues that have to be dealt with in the Hanami. Now, just one side point. Oh, I forgot that completely. One side point. The Gemara with tevel and shvius, that's not going to be miyushav according to what we're saying. The Gemara, the diuk that the Tosfos Yom Kippur made from that Gemara was saying that not that being mekayim in asay versus los asay, it's not asay doch los asay. The Gemara, they're saying if I have two isurim in front of me, it's better. The diuk in the Gemara is it's better to be over the lav before over the asay, because a lav is more keel than an asay. That's not going to be mutual with anything we're saying, because everything we're saying is talking about why being mekayim in asay is greater. It's talking about why asay is doch los asay in keel. Here we're talking about which itzer should you be over first. According to what we said, still you should still do an asay before a lav, because by eating in the vela, but kumva asay, I'm being over in the vela. Although I just thought maybe now you could say this shvius is an itzer asay, which is bekumva. I'm over bekumva asay by eating peros achar zman habir. So since they're both b'maisa, they're equal, and that's why the Gemara. And that's why the Gemara didn't even talk about the case of what comes first, Nevela versus Shvi'is. His kasha is still... I mean, his kasha is still a kasha. Why is the Gemara need to tell me Tevel v'Shvi'is, Shvi'is Kodem? If it's the same level as Nevela, so I know Nevela goes before Tevel, I know Shvi'is goes before Tevel. But it's helped out a little bit with this Ramban. A little bit. I skipped. There's a couple other Makoros that you see that there's a chiluk between Sheva and Taisa. Lav Sheish Mamais, Lav Sheim Mamais. We only talked about it as far as Zichos Tshuva is concerned. Just a couple of interesting Makoros. As far as Yarug Val Yavor is concerned, the Ramon, Simon Kuf, Nun Zion, Yoredeya. If you're able to save yourself with all of your money, you have to. For a Los Asay. To not be over a Los Asay, you have to give up all your money. So it says Yoredeya Kuf, Nun Zion. Nothing to do with Yarug Val Yavor. I'm sorry. And in Orachayim, in Simon Tov Reish Nun Vav, the Ramos says Behedja.
Do a mitzvah, you only need to spend.
Mevazes Ayivazes Yosher Bechomesh, and that's dafka for an asay. For a los asay is Kol Mamono.
Tov Shin Vav.
No. Tov Reish Nun Vav. So now, what kind of there's a chiluk between lav and asay. An asay only 20%. Lav all your money. What about a lav
She'ain bo maisa. What about ase?
Wait, talking like grandma or something?
No. Lav she'ain bo maisa. Bali raw. I have to pay money to not be over Bali raw. Do I have to pay all my money because of lav, or just homesh? Rabbi Kivi Eger, go there. Reish Nanzai brings machlokas chavas yoyer and rivosh. You see there, Simon Kuf Nanzai, he brings the machlokas by that. You could say it's totally in this Ramban and Raman we've been discussing. The Rashba says that even though the Gemara says my ome hai ase me hai ase, and ase is dan dochen ase. She did the Rashba and Ksuvah daf memis, then ase is dochen isra ase. Like Yibum being doche mitzri. What's the pshat? Pshat is the ase of mitzri is not as strong as a kiyum ase, because a mitzri is like a lav b'machala ase. It's like a lav. How do I keep it? By not doing something, by not being bold in the mitzri. So that's why an ase, bekum v'ase, is doche mitzri, doche the ase of mitzri, because the ase, bekum v'ase, is greater than an isser ase, which is like a lav. That sheet of the Rashba is explained like the Ramban as well. In short, many of the Achronim use this lashon. I have a whole list of Achronim that use this lashon. The Ramban holding an ase is more chamor than a lav. I think the emistic of Pshat in the Ramban is, it needs to be explained well, but I think the emistic of Pshat in the Ramban is, an ase is not more chamor than a los ase. An ase is greater because of the fact that when I'm mekayim the mitzvah, I do a maisa. And a lav is more chamor because, what does it mean more chamor? The onus is greater because I do a maisa. I ase doche los ase, I'm doing a maisa, both on the ase and los ase element. No, ase doche los ase is defined by which mitzvah is greater. And the mitzvah of an ase is greater than the mitzvah of a los ase. Because of when I'm mekayim in general, one has a mitzvah, bekum ase, one doesn't. That's why ase doche los ase. But not because of the maisa shabo. Really, both elements have a maisa. That's why I want to say to Miyashiv the Ramban, Lechora, and I think that Mitzvah the Ramban is from Miyashiv from the Kashas of the Achronim. Okay, very good. We'll stop here.
About an hour.